the presence of the Holy Spirit, and how it enters into each and every one of our lives and also ties together the life and the work of the church. And throughout scriptures, the Holy Spirit is described in many different beautiful ways, often with a gentleness or a nurturing, or a sense of wisdom and counsel or advocacy. But on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit is described, it is described like a fierce wind and flames of fire. It is raw and untamed, and it blows through and creates something new. This is where we begin our work. And we celebrate that when God comes into our lives, yes, sometimes it is gentle and tender, but sometimes it is a fresh breeze of air that sometimes knocks everything over, but yet at the same time brings life in ways that we have yet to fully comprehend. On Pentecost, we celebrate that the presence of the Holy Spirit brings both power and understanding into our lives. And recognize that for the church, it was just the beginning of a shared life together. I feel like this last year, and it's fitting that our name is Crosswinds, the Holy Spirit has been blowing like a fierce wind. And you know, we have been doing all kinds of things, and it has been constructive and messy, and we don't always know where we're going. But God is doing something new, and we are doing it together. And so today, on this day of Pentecost, I give thanks for that mighty Spirit that is blowing through us and leading us forward. And throughout this service, we are taking time to celebrate the way that God's Spirit has been working in people's lives, especially through their work here as part of the church. But I also want to take time to celebrate a few other parts that don't necessarily show up on our thank you list. And it's some of the ways that you continue to work as a church to raise up and be the church in other ways. And in particular, I want to lift up and name today the giftedness of the fact that as a congregation, this year as we prepare for annual conference, and prepare for our annual meeting that celebrates the work of the church, when we prepare for our celebration of ministry service at annual conference, there will be two people who will be licensed for ministry that you have supported and raised up into leadership: Christy Sterlogson and Laura Coddington. Now, I know that for each of you, you know these people in different ways and maybe have been part of their journey. Maybe for Laura, it has been years. But I want to thank you for the ways that you have been the church and have been faithful in shaping their discipleship and are helping to launch the church in new and different ways that are beyond maybe what any of us comprehended. So today, on this festival of Pentecost, we give thanks for the ways this church raises up, celebrates, and equips leaders to do work beyond our walls. On this festival of Pentecost, I also want to lift up some folks who don't show up on our thank you list, and that's our staff. We have an amazing staff here at Crosswinds, women and men who are committed to doing all the good they can, in all the ways they can, in all the places they can. People who work behind the scenes to make sure that we are equipped for ministry. And I am just very grateful for their partnership and their presence. And just want to give thanks for the ways they continue to innovate and care for the work of our church as we proceed on. And of course, as we continue to thank people, I also want to give thanks for the work of our clergy among us, whether they be new friends joining us right here this year or whether they've been serving faithfully with us for years. We are grateful for your faithfulness and for the ways that you continue to care, to tend, and to lead us in ministry.